Makomos, yeah. Sphere of Malchus. I want to thank the sponsors for the Parnas HaChodesh, Moshe Ben Yehuda Lev, the Linishmasa, the Hershkowitz family, Daniela Tzipar, Bastina, for the Weider family, Shefer Fushlam of Akarav. Midas HaMalchus. Midas HaMalchus. So says the Rebbe of Matal Shlita, Bir Midas Malchus, he did Midas HaMalchus, he amida achreina. So we didn't get to do all the spheres. We've done Netzach, Hoyd, Yesoid, now Malchus. So, amongst the ten spheres, Malchus is the last. And she receives, we say she, because out of all the spheres, for the most part, they're called masculine, but the Midah of Malchus is the Nukva, she's the feminine, it's the Midah of Kabbalah. We know that the relationship between a Zachar and a Nekeva, the male and the female, what defines masculine quality is the giving. Masha'in Kain, the woman, is the Kabbalah. So being that the Malchus is the last that it receives, so she's called Malchus. So going back to how we explained Yesod, Malchus is diametrically the opposite of Yesod. What is Malchus? Malchus can be defined, as the Rebbe says here, a ziv or a ha'ara. A ziv would be like a reflection, or just like a shimmer of light, but nothing mamashos. What does that mean? The quality in the nefesh or in anything of revelation, the power of revelation. Because when the nefesh reveals itself, the kayach to go from being hidden, concealed, to being revealed and open. When something becomes revealed, it's only revealing, or should be revealing, that which is external. One of the big klalim in Pnimius is only to reveal something which is external, and not internal. We'll have to explain what that means, because what do you mean only something which is external? By definition, you have to reveal something internal. So when Reb Shimon revealed, the Sod HaTorah, that was called an external revelation. That wasn't an internal revelation. It wasn't Pnimius he was revealing. So what does that mean? But the sphere of Malchus is the quality of revelation. And says the Rebbe, revelation refers to the Chelek HaChitzayni. Ulamashal Midas HaMalchus Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzlaya Reslanu. Let's take, for example, let's picture the Malchus of Hashem. What does that mean? Be'emes, the entire creation, we could say about that, and it is said about that, that is truly, completely the midah of Hashem's Malchus. Like the Arizal explains in the beginning of Yitzchayim, one of the purposes of creation is that Hashem wanted to be called Melech, wanted to reveal Malchus. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Shehu Ein Sof, because since Hashem is endless, and Ein Sof, of course, means much more than just endless, Gila es ha'or Ein Sof ba'ofen shel gilui. He revealed the or Ein Sof in a way that there should be revelation. V'chol ze ha'gilui hu lo yoyse miziv ha'or chitzonis agabi Ein Sof. Everything which we see in this world, not just this world, but all the worlds, is merely just a flash, just a tiny shimmer of the Ribbono Shel Olam revealing himself. That's all it is. Mamash Kol Shehu. Not only is it a Malchus, you could say about it like, since every 10 spheres, each sphere has its own 10 spheres. So, for example, so Malchus has a Chesed of Malchus, a Gvur of Malchus, a Tiferes of Malchus. If you wanted to talk about the most minuscule amount, you would say the Malchus to Malchus, right? We could say about everything which we see, which within our eyes is mamish kol shehu. But in terms of all the worlds of the malachim, the srafim, and the neshamas, and the kisya kavod and beyond, All of that is just what's called a malchus to malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say in Pasuk every day, Malchuscha malchus kol olamim. Really, all the olamim are just a malchus to malchus. It's just a tiny ziv, it's just a ha'ara of Ein Sof. How could you quantify Ein Sof? Everything which with his revelation and is of Ein Sof is just a kol shehu. You never begin and you never end. That's why we say that the world is filled with kavoda. What's kavoda? Kavoda is a ziv yikare. That's how it's touched in Targum. Ziv yikare means a ziv of his honor. Rak ziv chitzoni. That's all. Hashem's kavod that he gets from this world is mamash a kol shehu. V'hu or eloki hayderu l'secha gvul, because he sends down a light from his Ein Sof into the world of Gvul, which he created, which is a Sof, which has boundaries, which is confined in his constrictions. V'hu memali kol alman, and he fills it all. Yet l'gabi mahusa v'atzmusa yisbarach, klape him, his mahus, his atzmus, essential self, kivyachol, hareze rak ziv ha'ar ba'ama. Everything is just a flash. This doesn't even scratch the surface. And the Rebbe gives an example. L'mashal, binyan hashemesh, the sun, and raim sheyeshno hashemesh atzmo, there is, of course, the sun itself, v'yeshno ziv hashemesh, hayoytzim hashemesh, and there are rays of light, which come from the shemesh. The ziv isn't toifes any space, klapi the shemesh itself. When you look at the sun, you don't see rays of light. You see the sun. Why can't you see the rays of light? When I'm standing here outside in Woodmere and I look around and I see rays of light, when I look at the sun, all of a sudden it's gone. Of course, it's there. Because the ziv comes from the shemesh. And when it's standing with the sun, no pun intended, it overshadows or outshines the ziv, and it makes it completely batel. It's only just a mere ray of a shtickle revelation of the Shemesh and the glory of the Shemesh. So with that mashal in mind, v'kach ha'chilik shela adam sheish b'kayach ha'giloi, the kayach in the mensch, which allows him to create revelation, which is called his malchus, the kayach of giloi, eino ela chilik ha'malchus sheboi, it's only very little. The atzmas ha'adam u'pnimiusa hu harbi yorisim eza ha'chelik ha'mizgalam yemenu. In the atzmas of the adam, in his pnimius, is much more than what he's allowed to reveal or what he can reveal. Atzmas ha'chelik ha'mizgalam yemenu ina tefes klal makon rabi adam atzma. So that whatever we see is revealed on the outside is kimat nothing in comparison to what there is on the inside. There's a lot to say about this. Let's just pause for a second and just bring out a certain point. And the Rebbe is going to talk about this soon. Like the silliness of kavod. The Rebbe is going to talk about that. Hopefully we'll get to it. Whatever a person is able to reveal in terms of the actions which he does, his performance of mitzvahs, Torah which he shares, whatever it is, whatever is being revealed is bottle to the real greatness of the other. For example, let's say you talk about a person, you give a hesped le'alenu, and you start to talk about his qualities, you begin to extol him, and you say he was the finest in hachnasas orchem, he gave tzedakah galore, and he was a masmid 20 hours a day, he slept only half hour intervals, v'chude v'chude. All of these are ma'itzin. They're all malchus. It's what we can see about the person. But whatever we can see about the person is nothing in comparison to who the person was. These are just ways for us to be able to have an idea as to who this person was. And even he himself didn't know who he was. Because his greatness is not measured by his actions per se, it's measured by his neshama, which is his atzmus. But how much neshama can a person reveal already in this world? So the loss of a person, dahainu an ish Yisraeli, a neshama, is not a loss per se of the person in my life, the things which he did or she did. The reason for avelus, real avelus, is because every neshama brings a great light into this world. Ner Hashem Nishmasada, which is a very big Kiddush Hashem, and together with all the neshamas in the world, it creates, on a deeper way, in a way which we can't see, a very great Kiddush Hashem and a spiritual aura in this world, which nothing else can do except for a neshama. When that neshama passes away and goes to the next world, we're mourning the loss of that candle, of that light in this world. Not just the actions. The actions were just a secondary to that. It's the neshama itself. But the actions and that which we see about a person which reveal him are only a kol shehu to the person himself. Kol shehu. Especially a tzaddik. What we're nene from the tzaddik, what the tzaddik reveals is a mashehu of really who the tzaddik is. So the tzaddik is only revealing, the koyach of malchus is only the very last of the spheres, and it's a tiny, tiny, tiny sphere in comparison to the earlier spheres, to teach us that whatever is revealed is not very much in comparison to what there is. So now the Rebbe now is going to explain a little bit more the following few words, which are probably the most well-known words in the Pnimius world, which define the Malchus, the words of desire. So the Chilik which is revealed is called the Lesle Migar Miklum. Lesle, it does not have migarme of its own klum. That's what we say about the Malchus. The Malchus has nothing of her own. Because she's the receiver and she doesn't have anything to give, we say about the Malchus, she doesn't have anything of her own. And the Rebbe explains, Kirak ziv ha'aramim midoisav. It's just a ray of light. A ray of light has nothing but itself. You can't hold it. It's not tangible. It doesn't have a mitzias of its own. That's only because it's connected to the sun. That's its mitzias. He explains, "Bipanim yesh lei kol amidos chesed gvura v'chule." The Adam himself has all of these qualities, all the spheres which we mentioned before: chesed gvura tiferet netzach chod yisod. Va'oifim shenir Hashem bifnim zatzmius. As they are a part of him, that's called atzmius. Va'oifim shehim misgalon lachutz. But as it reveals itself, zehu rak ziv v'ha'ara ba'alma fe'eno teifis klal shemoko. It's just a ziv, a ha'ara, and you can't say that it occupies any space. Okay, now the Rebbe is moving on to a new thing. That's Malchus. Malchus means Kabbalah. Malchus means a ziv, a ha'ara. Malchus means revelation. It means chitzonius. And that's due to its place in the chain of the spheres. Now, the next idea, which is connected to this idea, Malchus is bittel. She ha'adam batel ala kadosh baruch hu. How this translates into lemaisa in terms of avodas Hashem, to become batel to kadosh baruch hu, in the same way that the ziv of the shemesh is batel to the shemesh. V'zehu, how does that happen? Kasher ha'adam makir shekol mitziusa hi lo yoyse miziv v'ara mimahusa v'atzmuzli yizbarach. By recognizing that who I am is just a reflection, just a revelation, a ziv, a kol shehu, of the Ribbono Shel Olam revealing himself. Hashem reveals himself through Yoshua Ruben Sin, whoever it is. I'm just a revelation of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that Hashem has a certain kavod, a kol shehu of kavod, by making all of these creations, that we bring some type of a kavod to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ve'ein l'klum mi'atzmo, but really, of my own, I have nothing. Ve'kach midas ha'malcha shebaseicha Adam, turning the page, hu ha'chelik shel ha'adam she'eino tofes klal makom. Legabi etzma adam. It's the chilik of the adam, which is batal. Ulamasho, says the Rebbe, Roim shorei bnei adam yesh lahem teva shechilik godo me'achayim shalem him chayim apiyas baklar shalachem. Many people, they have a certain teva, a certain way of them, that they live their lives through the lens of other people. is a good maser.
But Heine, before you, Malchus is a reflection of whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
So how does Batel, like, how does that fit in? Because it's, do you have to be Batel in order to reflect, or is it? I thought it has to. You know, to have a, to be Batel, something you have to have an atzmius of something in order to be mevatel it.
Like this. Let's say a mirror, right? A mirror is a reflection of somebody looking at it. What does the mirror have? Nothing. Yeah. It can only reflect. So that's called batel, meaning the fact that you're only a reflector means that you have nothing of your own.
Okay.
So that's why those two things go together. That nothing bittel greater than that. The mirror is completely batel to the person standing in front of it. The ziv of the shemesh, which reveals, first of all, it brings revelation to this world, because if not for the ziv of the shemesh, nothing can be seen. But the light of the sun, you know, it creates revelation, but klapi the sun, where it comes from, is mom. It's
not me though, no. To be bottle. It's the Metzius's bottle.
It's Metzius's bittel.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's Metzius. So you have some, there are people that they live their lives as how I am in relation to this person, or the public eye, how people see me. They see themselves through the eyes of other people. They never really stop to think about who they really are. What really matters to them, what do people think about me? How do I look in their eyes? And they try to think to themselves, to picture to themselves, how do I look to that person? How does Plony look at me? Let's say, for example, there's a Yid, Reuven, he becomes very famous, and he becomes a Rosh Yeshiva, he has 1,000 students, if he's not a person who's worked himself out, he'll think about himself that he's a really important person. Because every day 1,000 talmidim stand up for him when he comes into the room. But let's say he loses the yeshiva, he's not the Rosh Yeshiva anymore. He's not going to feel anymore like he's a respectable guy. So he's still healthy as he was before, nothing's changed. He goes home to the same home and he has the same family and friends. Nobody's standing up for him anymore. If he breaks from that, if he finds that it stares him, what happened? Why do you feel so broken inside? Nobody took away anything from you. You're still the same person. You're still the same Talmud Chacham today like you were yesterday. You didn't lose your darga, you didn't lose your status, your true status. You didn't lose your shemaim at all. Nobody took that away from you. You're the same. The only difference is that yesterday everybody stood up for you, but nobody's standing up for you today. So why yesterday did you think you were somebody who's a respectable person? You felt good about yourself. And today you think that you're not worth anything anymore? There's no difference today and yesterday. So what's the taich? He's wondering, how do I look to other people? How do I look? I'm a affected because I'm thinking about how people look at me. Because if I was really comfortable in my own skin, wouldn't matter. If I'm in my skin today, I was in my skin yesterday, nothing has changed. So why should my attitude change? Why should my feelings change? So
that means he threw away his malchus?
That means he's living in the malchus. I mean, he's only living in a ziv and a ha'ara.
It's even worse, though, because he's letting other people define who he is.
Right. There's no atzmius. If there's no atzmius, that's called malchus, meaning that's just a ziv. It's just a kolshu. Like he's gonna, Rebbe's gonna explain.
Yeah.
He gives another example. If you have a person, he's standing in front of a large group of people. He'll be stage fright. He'll have a fear of speaking, public speaking. What does it matter that there's so many people sitting in front of you? Because he knows that they're sitting there and they're judging him. They're thinking about him. He's thinking about what they're thinking of him. That's why he's afraid. He's afraid to make mistakes. He's afraid that they're going to walk out thinking less of him today than they thought about him yesterday. Because he doesn't know what they're thinking about me. And his mind starts to race and to think, maybe they're thinking this, maybe they're thinking that. And since so many people are listening to his shir, and he knows that they're thinking at the time, is this good? Is this not good? Is he really a good speaker? Is he not a good speaker? He's afraid of the judgment. He's afraid of their conclusion, of their psak din. Omnam, says the Rebbe, what does it matter? But this is what people do. People are worried and they're thinking about what other people think of them. He's not really interested in thinking about who he is really. He's living in his ziv. He's living in his malchus. He's living in a fraction of who he is, which is the public perception, the gilui of who he is. That's his metzius. He's defining himself that way. He's merging his atzmis with the ziv. So what he's doing is that he's taking this shemesh and he's saying, I'm not a shemesh, I'm just a ziv. He's not making the ziv bottle to the shemesh, he's making the shemesh bottle to the ziv. He's living in his reputation. Why should that be? Your shame, your reputation, your ziv is only just a fraction of who you are. The whole gilui, the koyach of gilui, is the malchus, but it's only a mashu of who a person is. But really, when a person gets up and he has to perform and do whatever, what is being revealed is only a mashu of who you are.
So in the mashal, the ziv is malchus, but what's the sun in terms of the sphere? What sphere is that?
You'd say Tiferes, or...
It's a higher sphere.
Kaser, yeah.
Whatever it's giving to Malchus,
yeah.
That's
your... Yeah. Yeah. V'nim zeh shehu chai kulo toch midas ha-malchus shelo. He's living out of his malchus. But again, the malchus of the melech is not the melech, it's the reputation of the melech. It's the rulership of the melech. But that's not the melech. It's the shame of the melech which goes everywhere, which keeps everything in control. As soon as you take away the shame of the melech, then it's chaos. But that's not the melech himself. It's the shame of the melech. Every person needs to be very careful about this. That he should hold himself higher than his kavod. He shouldn't see himself as the kavod. Not to be impressed by the kavod, which is just a ziv in ha'ara. It's only a mashuhuf of the kreiches ha'nefesh. We find an example of this in Megillas Esther. Vayomer Haman b'libay, that when the king said to Haman, what can I do for the man who the king wishes to glorify, to honor? So Haman said in his heart, there's nobody else greater than me that the king would be speaking about. He said, I have the perfect plan, a great way to be machavid this person. Bring the royal horse and the royal clothes, and he'll go around town and he'll wear the kesser of the melech. What did he want from all this? He already wanted. He wanted to make a Purim spiel. What did he gain from this? Had he asked for a province or from some wealth, it's like Sesame Street. It's mamish nothing. We're going to parade you around looking like the king, but this, what are you going to get from this? People will think that you're the king. It's like a child. It's like a child dressing up. My son likes to dress up as a policeman. Right? I have 6 police outfits. So every day he's a policeman. But it's comical because he thinks that he's a policeman, but he's not a policeman. But Haman was a minister. He was a chashuv person, but he's thinking like a 3-year-old. For kimash amar ein lezek klal shemashmas. Everything which he said is empty. She amar lakachas isha in a melech. He said, take a person who's not the king, the abisha salavish, but put king clothes on him. What does it do to dress up a person who's not the king in the kingly clothes? Halahu rak purim shpil. Hepech hametzias hamitis. It's fake. Vim kima ratza haman b'chol zeh. Alamai she'ikahu she'kulam yastaklu alav. But the pshat is that the ikar by him was that everybody should look at him. And people will say, wow, look, Haman's wearing the royal clothes. And they're going to say, wow, the king really wants to glorify him. And in all the newspapers, they're going to have pictures of him everywhere. And it's going to be all over the town. Haman was riding on the king's horse. In the moment, you think you're the king, you feel like you're the king. It's mamish empty. Become covered, eino, and it's not even a covered at all. It's like the end of the end of what covered really is. It's all imaginary covered. Nothing real about it at all. Turning the page. This means to say, covered itself is just a ziv in ha'ar. There's no mamashes to it. There are people that they put everything into this shame. They put everything into the cover. And they're living in a fantasy world. That's not who they are. They're living in this dimyon. What people think about me. They allow themselves to be what people think of them. And mostly what people think of him is really not who he is at all. So it's not even accurate. It was never that way. In which case, they're not giving him any cover at all. If it was him, they would be giving him cover. But it's not even him. He's just painting himself to be out something else. So it's not him. And it's not him. Look what happened. In the end, it was Haman who was strolling Mordechai along. And it says Haman was nidchaf al beiso avav chafui rosh, that he went home embarrassed and dejected. Shenasa kulam abulbol. He was torn apart. What happened here? Right. Nothing happened, really, Haman. You're still the royal advisor. You're still the Mishnah Lamelech. And the Gzera is still intact. Everything is the same in your life, Haman. But you just rode Mordechai around town. You have got a little bit of sewer dumped on your head. Didn't look so nice. But why should you go home dejected? Okay, you'll clean yourself up and you'll be back in the palace tomorrow. Also, Mordechai was not impressed. Mordechai went right back to his sakvatanis. He wasn't parading around town afterwards going, look, we won. Mordechai is now the fake king. He didn't take anything from it. Mordechai went straight back to sakvatanis. He was right back to his morning. He wasn't impressed. Didn't care. Elisha also Purim Spiel. He went to the Purim Spiel, Mordechai. Vimkein ma kol arash. Didn't understand. Well, nothing happened just now. This wasn't a big victory for Mordechai. Elamai ki haman hayachai kol kula techa intonus. The reason why is because Haman's life was in the newspapers. And if in the front page of the Times is going to show Haman taking around Mordechai, Haman omi lemata manhigai, hareishazuha metzias ve'in klam metzias achares. If this is your world, and this is the only thing in your world, is the metzias what people say about you, your metzias is just kavod hamaduma, it's nothing. But that was the world of Haman, and it meant everything to him. This is a life of many people. All their aspirations, all they really care about is that they should make the papers. They should be the talk of the town. If they make a chasana, that it should be in the papers, that there was a big yashakoyach, a big mazel tov, the mashpachas davidah, for getting married, and all the admirim were there, and then I showed them on the dais, and sitting with them, it was a big simcha. Wow, V'zeo kaveh kol ha-metzias. That's going to make, that made the chasna for them. Shad az l'yadu klalim him in sem ba'olam. Nobody knew about them before that. Rakatahim raim shechur, shachor lovin shekayamim him. Now people see on black and white on the papers, oh, there's such a person, there's such a thing like this. Kol ha-metzias nikva sham. And he puts everything into that. V'zeo ha-shekar ha-nevr shal kavad ha-medum. This is the great checker of the fake cover. But we know the truth. We understand, knowing the pnimius of Torah, that the mid of Malchus, the sphere of Malchus, is just a zivahar ba'ama, the less that make our make flum, that it's really nothing. If you really want to be coin of the mid of Malchus, you're coin of Malchus, you're coin of the covet of the Malchus by knowing the truth about it, that it's just a ziv and a kol shehu. That's all that it is. And you give it that chashivas in your life. Shalala hispoil mishum kavod, and you don't get impressed by the kavod that people give you. Because you know it's nothing. What is kavod? It's just a concept. For a person to call the bluff and to know that malchus is really just a ziva ara and there's nothing to it, then you've been kind of the meat of malchus. And then a taka shines from you, a real ziv. If a person understands this well, so take it one step deeper and to realize, like we began, that I am only just a ziv in the ha'ara of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. And if that's the case, who am I? What do I have on my own? This is how we take this midah, which could be corrupted by the Hamans of the world, and to use it in a holy way, that a person sees himself as a ziv, a ha'ara, the less that make a klum of he who is everything, of the Orient Self himself. With a clarity, the less that make a klum, malchus is such a hefech. The malchus of the sitrach is the exact opposite that we explain. That it's the ziv and the ha'ara which determines their mitzias. V'yesh b'zeh oy megadol. There's something very deep here. V'tzichin l'zbaynim izeh. It's kedai to be mizbaynim on this, to contemplate this idea. V'asher sheyrish kol ha'ra b'mizeh. So where all the ra comes from this. V'mitzias she'ein ha'mitzias. Because really ra itself is a mitzias she'ein ha'mitzias. There is no such thing as ra in this world. But again, this is not for now, but it's something to contemplate, to take it one step further, to self-explore. Shukasha haziva ara nasa the mitzias, because if a person takes a ziv in ha'ara and makes it into mitzias, which is not, shizu ha-shayrish al yeshus, and this is the shayrish of yeshus, va-shayrish al kol hara. This is really where all evil begins, the ha-tayif u-behefach. The tov is the midah of emes. Kasher makirim b'bir ha'inin shamachas. Not getting lost in the malchus, knowing what's malchus, knowing what covet is, knowing who I am, working on my mitzias, and not allowing the ziv and the ha'aras of my life to determine who I am. Very important insight.
So, much from getting this, the reason why yeshus is the source of ra, or ra is the source of yeshus, is because in that malchus, it's not attached to anything, it's just mitzias in its own self, that's completely separated from some source. Essentially became
Mitzias
within
Mitzias. Right. Malchus is really itself not a Mitzias. If a person allows that sheker to become an MS, that he begins to believe in something which is not, that this Malchus of mine, this shame of mine, this Zidah Ha'ara, this Chitzonius of mine, is really a Mitzias, so then he's living in sheker. That's itself a sheker. It's a dimya.
What if you're a person that it has accomplishments, though, and does get awards and what have you, and kavod. I mean, you can't really ignore that if you do have achievements in your life. Right? It shouldn't define you. I understand that, but
I guess the limit says that those awards or that kavod those people have taken away. Would you change who you
right.
are?
It's how you. The Eitzel, let's say, for Talmud Chacham was working on. Working on his cover, let's say. He can't go walk into the basement and say, listen, I know I'm the Rosh Hashiva, please, okay? I'm trying to work on my cover. For now on, whenever I come in, nobody stand up.
Sure.
Can't do that. His avoid is they're standing up for me, But he works on the cover by saying, what is this? This means nothing to me. It's how a person is mispael mizah. It's how a person reacts to it, how he feels about it. If he allows it, if he goes around and he's like, uh-huh. So then he's identifying with that ziv, which is called the Rosh Hashiva. Because if he was no longer the Rosh Hashiva and somebody else is Rosh Hashiva tomorrow, then that person will walk in and never stand up for him. So it's nothing to do with him. It has to do with his title. But it's just a title. You don't. That's not your atzmius. You don't take that title to the grave. That's not something which is yours. So it all depends on where a person is. Even if a person has accomplishments, and people are mechabinim from that, if he allows himself to be respected because of the accomplishments, and he feels like those accomplishments are him, so then he's lost. He's lost. Because accomplishments are not him. These are things which he did, but that's chitzonius. You are Joe Schmo. That's who you are. And everything which you accomplish is just a chitzonius. It's just a ha'ara of who you are. So let me be respecting the accomplishment, but that's not you. They respect your accomplishment. Because if today you didn't have that accomplishment anymore, then they wouldn't respect you today. So are they respecting you? No, they're not respecting you. They're just respecting something which you did. Or your reputation, because you have letters in front of your name or after your name, whatever it is, that's what they respect, but that's not you. The person loses sight of that.
The situation where someone gets honored for doing something that they actually did do. Okay, so it can never really be taken away from them per se, because they actually did, and they got an honor for doing it. Now, I understand that the motivation shouldn't have been the honor. I think that's also the message.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But the idea is how much a person allows himself to be seen by that accomplishment. Because there's me, and there's things that are my meisim. If a person is identifying himself by his meisim, so then, if leads to the meisim would be taken away, does he fall away too? Is he? Let's say somebody will come along, and he created a certain camera. Let's say Lamashal, and then 2 years later they came out with a camera which makes what he made batal. So nobody's being mechabed anymore. They're all being mechabed the second guy 2 years later because now that's the talk of the town. So what happens to him now? Is he still listen? I had the cover there 2 years ago. Now I don't have the cover. It doesn't affect me anymore. I don't care that I'm not being asked to speak at the big conventions. That I'm still me.
It seems like if you're given certain karaches to do things, even for good things, and you do them, it's like you don't give yourself cover for eating or drinking or breathing. That's your messias. You're all right. So it's part of what I'm here to do. But it's not like defined by. I think defined. It's not like that's anything more special than anything else I do.
Right.
That's your. You see, also, I think from like here, you can see where David and Malchus comes from, David and Yehuda, when they had in Yonim, they just, it wasn't like with Tamar, like right away he stepped up and Yehuda said, it was me. Like it wasn't like any covet or any, and David went to save the Torah when he came back with Yaron. I mean, he was getting yelled at by his wife
right.
Or,
right.
Look at the covet about. He's like, there's no covet, it's not a.
Right, that's right. It's an important yisod in how a person doesn't get broken, even if he did a very big avera. He doesn't allow himself to be broken because of the things which he did. He doesn't allow himself to become a balgaiva because of the things which he does. Even if it's a very big mitzvah, he doesn't allow himself to be broken from the big averas chalila that he does too. He has to know what's the mitzias, what's not the mitzias. Even though there are times where the mitzias and the things which you do are closer, very close to each other. But to know how to split hairs sometimes. Keep in mind, what's mitzias, what's sheker, what's a ziv, what's a aro, what's an atzmius? How do I relate to the Ohr Ein Sof? What am I really in this world? To contemplate these truths. That's what brings out the real covet of another. We're going to get to talk about Giloy and Chitzonius and Pnimius. Hashem, we got to good places. We'll have to talk about that another time. Okay, we should be zeicha to internalize all of these yisoides and to be able to come to Matan Tzayir where Hashem revealed his malchus. Everybody learned from Har Sinai, that we were just a Zivah Arba Amma, Nechashim Alokecha. Atavisos Ke'inah Mavadai, Hashem revealed his Malchus, and the whole world understood that they were just a Zivah Har. That's really what Shavuos is about. Recognizing the truth. Hashem revealed the truth. The less they make a miklum, that everybody clapped that Ohr Ein Sof is a mamish less they make a miklum, but just revelations of Hashem's Malchus. That's the greatest simcha which there is, because if a person realizes that he's a ray of Hashem's great son, even the ray is part of Hashem's son. That's a very big covenant. We should be there.